High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on Grand Island Central Catholic as we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, you got a chance to win your third straight to Centennial Conference championship here in the tournament, and I'm sure that's one of the goals for the team, huh?
Yeah, it was. At the beginning of the year, you kind of go through those things, and this is a prestigious tournament, so you look at it and you go, okay, if we can finish at the top of this thing, you know, you got a pretty good chance to set yourself up for the rest of the year. And with the quality of competition in it, we thought we had a good enough chance to get here to this spot. Now we'll see where we can take us from here.
And when the brackets came up, a lot of people circled this as a semifinal matchup with Central Catholic, and fortunately enough, both teams got here.
Yeah, we got a lot of respect for their program, and I'm sure they do for ours. It's just the fact that when the districts came out, at the beginning of the school year, you're kind of like, oh, where are you at? And then you look at everything, brackets come out, and we're in the semifinals together, and same spot as last year, and it was a great game. So we'll, the kids are excited for these type of matchups, and the thing is, we're going to probably play them approximately three times in the next month, so we'll know a lot about each other, even though we already do.
With that in mind, will that have any bearing on this ball game tonight?
I think both coaches really want to keep the momentum that they've got. We've been on a pretty good run here in the last month of January, and they've had a great season so far with no losses. So, both coaches want to see, I don't think it's a deal where you save anything for the next one or the next one down the road if that ever happens. You just come out and you adjust as the game goes on, and we've talked about that. Is there anything we want to do tonight that we might want to look at later in the season? So, but that's not going to be the case, because we want our kids to play in the conference tournament finals, and so we're really going to put everything out there for it.
Picked up a win over Lincoln Christian in your opening round ball game the other night, 54-40, and a pretty solid game for you.
Yeah, we played well. I thought we had the best energy we've had all year. I thought we were the aggressor for four straight quarters. We, did a lot of good things, and we were consistent. And a lot of times this team has been, inconsistent handling the ball or inconsistent in shooting the ball, but we did a great job at both ends, and I think it all started with, just the aggressive atmosphere, the aggressiveness of our team. We brought 10 guys into the ball game, and everybody played well.
Yeah, got to Zach Sturp, a lot of touches inside. He produces for you, 19 points, had four assists and a couple of block shots.
Yeah, our people have really started to learn what we really want to do as far as, he needs to touch the ball every possession, if not, be within the grasp of the offense and in position to get a rebound and things. And we might have shot a little quick in some of the games we played in the past, and especially when we play teams that are smaller, he really, the entire pace of the game sometimes speeds you up to where positioning it, he's not on the block, or our guards, aren't in rhythm with him against a zone off our defense. So we were all in sync, and that's a good sign. And especially the kids that have really come on here, like Phil Hamburger handling the ball the other night, I thought he did an outstanding job of getting us into stuff.
Mike Hannon had a productive night as well with 14 points.
Yeah, Mike's really came on. He finally got himself healthy with a stress fracture, and he has some blisters problems. But he's, our leading rebounder here the last couple games, and it's nice to have that good an athlete at that spot because of the fact he takes some pressure off Zach on the rebounding. And our guards are strong. They're not smaller guards. They really rebound well and can play inside. And he's, hit the outside shot, which we need.
All right, Central Catholic in here tonight to take on St. Cecilia in the semifinals. We'll come back and chat about the Crusaders as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Hastings St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. It's the Blue Hawks and the Crusaders of Central Catholic here tonight. Central Catholic, coach, undefeated on the season, ranked number two in Class C. Well, this is a solid basketball team.
It sure is, and they're They are seven out of their top eight players are all seniors. They're an experienced group. They, you know, they haven't played together until this year, some of them. But they, Bill does a great job with getting his kids to fit into their roles, and they're very balanced. I mean, I know they've got Turner Fahey leading them in one of the state's leading scorers, but they are balanced. I mean, they take good shots, and they do the things that, you know, most coaches want their kids to do, and that's because Bill drills them so well.
Let's talk about Turner Fahey right off of the bat. He's a kid that's averaging about 27 points per ball game. He does it all for the Crusaders. What's the plan on him tonight?
Well, you know, the thing is you just got to try to limit his touches. You got to be in the proper space. You got to keep good balance on your defensive stance. I mean, if you gamble a little bit, he's so smart. He knows how to beat you, and that's something you don't have and see in too many high school players is the craftiness of the way he can get his shot off, or he can get to the rim or get to the foul line. He knows exactly how he's got you set up most of the time, and his teammates do a heck of a job of you know, getting him the number of touches he needs in their offense.
He's got such a quick first step too, and that causes problems for a lot of defense.
Yeah, when you have a great shooter and he's got a quick first step, you're kind of caught in between the lesser of two evils, and you got to really do a great job of closing out, but then you got to be aware of that quick step, and he has a great knack of getting inside and drawing contact, and he usually gets the ball up on the rim and draws a foul. So, you know, we're going to start Phil on him, and he's got to do a great job of, you know, containing the dribble first and making him hit outside shots, and he's very capable of shooting the ball from outside. So, you know, it's a tough matchup, but we have to rotate more than one guy on him all night. I think we got to change it up on him to just try to keep him off balance a little bit.
Boys Town had some success against him in the last round, playing a 3-2 zone defense. We understand he had 18 points, but 11 of those came from the free throw line. Is that something we might see tonight at St. Cecilia?
Well, you know, we haven't played a lot of zone, and we can't simulate Boys Town zone. That's one thing. They have a different quickness level than we do, and athleticism, you know, there too. So we've got to do a great job. We talked about looking at some zone and keep him in front of us all night and make sure we know where he's at. But he's smart enough, and they're smart enough to, you know, flare screen for him or get him open on the perimeter. And the thing about their team is if we all key too much on him, they're very capable at the four other spots.
Patrick Stoltenberg, Caleb Klunder, a couple of guys that reached double figures in the ball game against Boys Town. So they got more than just Mr. Fahey out there.
Yeah, and their kids are confident. They just know their role, and they know Turner has to, you know, have his touches. But the rest of their team, you know, from Seth Wardine, Klunder, Stoltenberg, and O'Connor, those four all together can really knock down three-point shots at any time in the game. And, you know, they're a very good defensive team, and they're going to feed off their defense. So, you know, we're concentrating, yes, to hold Turner, you know, somewhere in the low 20s, but we've got to do a great job on everybody else, too. That's the thing. We can't just put all our pennies in one basket because of the fact that he's such a good player and they're so well-rounded.
Central Catholic, obviously, very, very good defensively as well. They allow only 40 points per ball game. So is this a race to 45 tonight?
In the past, it has been. You know, the last few times we played, we said the first one to 45 is usually going to have a pretty good chance of winning the ball game. And we were fortunate the last three times we played them to be in that situation. But I think it could be that way. You know, the kids really value their possessions, and I think that goes back to the kids' discipline. Both teams are very disciplined. They don't turn the ball over. That's the one thing statistic. If you look at them, they definitely are, you know, I doubt if they're averaging over seven turnovers a game for the season. So we've got to do a great job of handling the ball ourselves, you know, and I think that could be big, and I think rebounding is going to be big. We're going to have to get some second shots because we don't shoot it as well as they do.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. We got the game up next, St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening. Welcome to Lincoln Christian High School tonight. Boys High School basketball in 1230 KHAS. Got the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament here tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic undefeated on the season. They are 16-0, ranked number 2, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. Taking on Hastings St. Cecilia, they come in a mark of 12 wins, 4 losses on the season. The Hawks are ranked number 4 this week, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. I'm Mike Willow, call a play-by-play for you here tonight. Good matchup here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Central Catholic disposing of Boys Town in their last round, winning by the score of 44-32. Hastings St. Cecilia winning over Lincoln Christian on Tuesday, 54-40. That was a 6th straight win for St. Cecilia as the Hawks knocked off the Crusaders of Lincoln Christian. Good ball game for Zach Stirrup in that ball game. He touched the ball 52 times in that contest, scored 19 points, had 4 assists and 2 block shots. Mike Hannon also with a very productive night for Kevin Asher and the Blue Hawks. He had 14 points, including 2 3-pointers, but they're going to face a team here tonight that is very, very good defensively. Central Catholic is allowing only 40.3 points per ball game, and they've got one of the top players in the state in Turner Faye. Faye is averaging 27.3 points per ball game. He's knocking down 46% of his field goal tries and 39% from three-point territory. So Turner Faye was one guy that Saint Cecilia will have to stop here tonight. But the Crusaders have others, too. Patrick Stoltenberg, Caleb Plunder, they both got into double figures in the Boys Town win the other night. Seth Wardine is averaging right around 7 points per ball game on the season. And Tyler O'Connor averaging 8.3 points per ball game. Those guys can go off at any time here for Grand Island Central Catholic. So a good matchup here tonight. Semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. St. Cecilia has won the crown the past 2 years, looking for a three-peat here in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. The winner will take on Archbishop Bergen tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Bergen just completed a win over Council Bluffs St. Albert, winning by the score of 56-53. Starting lines for Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight, Patrick Stoltenberg, a 6'4" senior. He played his past several years at Grand Island Northwest before transferring over to Central Catholic. Stoltenberg is averaging 6 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Seth Wardine is a 6'1" senior. Wardine is averaging 6.8 points per ball game, 2.3 rebounds per game. Then Turner Faye is just a 6-foot senior, but Faye can put the ball in the hole. He is averaging 27.3 points per ball game, 4.6 rebounds per game. Tyler O'Connor is a 6'3" senior. O'Connor is averaging 8 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. And then Caleb Plunder is a 6'1" senior. Plunder is averaging 4 points and 2.8 rebounds per ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia will go with Mike Cannon, a 6'1" junior. Cannon averaging 5 points, 5 rebounds per game. Chase Bassett, 5'11", a sophomore, averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds per game. Phil Hamburger, a 6'2" junior, averaging 12 points and 5 rebounds per game. Also getting a start for St. Cecilia will be Zach Stirrup, a 6'10" senior, averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. And the other starter in there, probably Cesar Tino, here tonight, a 5'11" sophomore who's averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds per ball game. Central Catholic controls the opening tip. The Hawks will shoot to our basket to our right. Here in the first quarter of play, Central Catholic pounds it to the right side. The ball's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. So a turnover here. Central Catholic turns it away. Ball is taken out of there by Chase Bassett. He gets the ball to Hamburger. Down to Stirrup on the wing on the left side. Stirrup hangs on to it. Out to Mike Cannon. He scored 14 points the other night in their win over Lincoln Christian. St. Cecilia going to be very patient here tonight. Here's a three-pointer put up there and in by Hannon. Hannon from the wing on the left side throws up the three ball. He scores, and St. Cecilia goes out on top by a score of 3-0. Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, and Billy Gabers, who picked up his 400th career win the other night in that victory over Boys Town, the head man for Grand Island Central Catholic. 3-0 is the score. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Central Catholic with the ball, dressed in their dark blue uniforms here tonight. From the corner, Stoltenberg shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by St. Cecilia. One shot and out. The ball is recovered there by Chase Bassett. The Blue Hawks get it down into the hands of Hamburger. They run the offense. There's a Matt Kissinger with the ball. Goes inside his stirrup. Turnaround jumper is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Tyler O'Connor for Grand Island Central Catholic. So Kissinger back in there after being injured the other night against Lincoln Christian. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Turner Faye. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. 3-0 is the score. Hawks have the advantage here early in the basketball game. Kissinger, bounce pass goes down low. Stirrup saves it from going out of bounds. Out to Kissinger again. Over to Hamburger on the wing on the left side. Out to Kissinger in three-point territory to Bassett. Lobs it inside again to Stirrup. Stirrup kicks it over on the left side to Hannon. His shot from Tenner's up there is no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down by Klunder, and the foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia. Personal foul whistle there on the Hamburger of the Blue Hawks. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on St. Cecilia here in the first quarter of play. 6:20 remaining here in the first quarter. 3-0 is the score. It is St. Cecilia out on top of the second-ranked and undefeated Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Here's Turner Fay with the ball. Scored 18 the other night against Boys Town, but 11 of those came from the free throw line. The Cowboys did a good job, and Turner Fay dribble penetration, throws it back out to Klunder for three. Shot good. Caleb Klunder scores. Dribble penetration there by Turner Fay. Kicks it back out to the top of the key, and Klunder nails the three ball. We're tied up now at 3 points apiece early in the ball game. Here's St. Cecilia back on the attack. Stirrup backs up, puts up a little shot off of the baseline. Underhanded shot that won't go. Rebound comes down to Klunder for a Central Catholic into the forecourt. The ball's going to be tipped out of bounds by Hamburger. So it'll be Central Catholic playing things in off of the far sideline. This will be the first of a couple of meetings between these two teams. St. Cecilia will play Central Catholic in a regular season game coming up here in the next 10 days or so. Then these two teams also in the same sub-district tournament later on this year. It is 3-3 now. Hastings St. Cecilia and Central Catholic tied up here. Patrick Stoltenberg with the ball. Comes out into three-point territory. Gets it to O'Connor. O'Connor picked up there by Mike Cannon of St. Cecilia. Down in the corner. Stoltenberg for three. Shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touch down there by Grand Island Central Catholic. That was Turner Fay, who got his hands on it there for the Crusaders, but could not pull it in. So St. Cecilia will come back the other way. 5:21 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 3 points apiece. St. Cecilia brings it across the 10-second line. Bill Hamburger goes over to Kissinger, hops in the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. We got a foul on the way in. It's going to go on Central Catholic. So personal foul here on the Crusaders. And the foul is going to go on Faye. That's going to be his first. And that's going to be team foul number one on Central Catholic. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia plays it into Hannon out here in three-point territory. And Kissinger on the right sideline. Kissinger holds the ball, moves to his left. Central Catholic is playing a tough man-to-man defense here. Bounce pass goes inside again to Stirrup. Stirrup squares around to the basket, now backs up, spins toward the baseline. His shot is up there with good. Zach Stirrup scores. He had 19 points the other night against Lincoln Christian, and St. Cecilia has now got a 5-3 advantage here over Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia dressed in their white home uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Central Catholic with the ball, working against the St. Cecilia man-to-man defense. Here's Fay driving the ball down the lane. His running one-hander is up there and in. Turner Fay scores. He's hitting 46% of his field goals so far this year and 39% from three-point territory. We are tied up at 5 points apiece. Stirrup goes inside to Kissinger down on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Caleb Klunder for Grand Island Central Catholic. Klunder gets the ball now into the offensive scoring zone as they get the ball with Seth Wardine. Wardine over here on the near sideline to O'Connor. Brings it back on the right wing now to Wardine. Hammers the ball inside. Turner Fay is double-teamed. Spins on the baseline, puts up a shot good. Got away from Hamburger and scores. Fay now with 4 points in the ball game, and Central Catholic now has a 7-5 advantage over Hastings St. Cecilia. 3:55 to play here in the first quarter from Lincoln Christian High School here tonight. Hamburger down on the baseline to Hannon. Comes over here to Bassett. Free throw line jumper by Kissinger. His shot good. Nothing but net. Matt Kissinger scores for St. Cecilia and the Blue Hawks line. They get the ball to Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor back out to Seth Wardine. 3:09 to play. Here in the first quarter, we're tied at 7. Here's a shot from the corner. It's going to be no good by Stoltenberg. And the rebound comes down to Bassett. His pass is going to be deflected. It is brought down here by Klunder. Bounce pass down on the baseline. They get it to Fay. Can't put up a shot. Now back outside. A three-pointer put up there by Wardine. It's no good. Rebounded by Stoltenberg. The shot is up and in. Three shots at the bucket there as St. Cecilia turns the ball over in backcourt. And Central Catholic has now got a two-point lead over St. Cecilia. That's something the Hawks are going to have to eliminate, and that's a second and third chances here for the Crusaders. They're a good enough hitting ball club that they don't need second and third chances at the hole. Here's a shot in the lane there by Stirrup. It's going to be no good, but he's hacked on the arm. And Stirrup will now go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be whistled on Patrick Stoltenberg of Central Catholic. That's going to be his first and the second team foul on the Crusaders. So Zach Stirrup goes to the free throw line. He has improved his foul shooting by a whole bunch here this year. He was 3-for-3 the other night against Lincoln Christian, now hitting 56% from the line for the big guy. And he puts it up there. The shot is no good. And in the ball game now for Central Catholic, Brennan Ansbach going to check into the ball game. Tyler Barrientos coming into the ball game as well for Billy Gavers and Central Catholic. We're going to see substitutes coming in for St. Cecilia as well as Cesar Tino comes into the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. There's the next shot by Stirrup. That's up there. It's no good. So after we give him accolades from the free throw line, he toes the mark and immediately misses two. 9-7 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing by 2 points here in the ball game. Barrientos has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Goes to the far sideline. That's Ansbach with the ball. Out of the near side to O'Connor for three. Shot good. Tyler O'Connor nails a three ball. He's hitting 48% from three-point territory. He nails a three-pointer here from right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. And Central Catholic is down to a five-point lead. It is 12-7. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Cesar Tino on the wing as Central Catholic stays with a man-to-man. Here's a Zach Stirrup to the near sideline. Out of Hamburger. Back outside with the ball is Tim Stoke, who's into the ball game. Stoke behind his screen, can't put up a shot. Now has to get rid of it. Finally does so. Stirrup grabs the ball, dribbles inside. There's a feed to the near sideline. Cesar Tino takes it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Gives the ball away to Kissinger. Out here at the top of the key, good defense. Here's Hamburger from the right side. A three-pointer, good. Bill Hamburger scores on a three ball from right in front of the Central Catholic bench. And now it's a 12-10 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia down by 2 points. Here's Seth Wardine with the ball for Central Catholic as they work against the man-to-man of Hastings St. Cecilia. Ansbach has got it now. Brennan Ansbach out here at the point. Swings it over to the right side. With the basketball over there now is going to be Tyler O'Connor for Van Allen Central Catholic to a Seth Wardine. We're down to a minute and 11 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here's a long-range jumper from the right side. It's up and in. A three-pointer by Tyler Barrientos. He hits the three ball from the right sideline. And Grand Island Central Catholic goes out to a five-point lead now at 15-10. Hamburger with the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia. Gets into the hands of Kissinger. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stops there. Comes over here on the right side. That's going to be Hamburger. Takes the ball inside. Puts up a shot and scores. Bill Hamburger drives the ball to the hole there for St. Cecilia. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are back within 3 points, 15-12. We've got 35 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Lincoln Christian High School tonight. Semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. Good matchup so far between fourth-ranked St. Cecilia and number-two-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic. And now Billy Gavers wants to call a timeout to set up something here at the end of the first quarter. He calls a timeout, 24.9 seconds left on the clock. We'll take a break with a score. Central Catholic 15, Hastings St. Cecilia 12.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings, Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
1230 KHAS.
Central Catholic has already nailed 3 three-pointers here in this first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia has got 2 threes. 15-12 is the score. Central Catholic has got a three-point lead. We've got 24.9 seconds to play. Central Catholic calling the timeout to try to set up one last play here in the first quarter. Turner Fay is back in there. He's got the ball as he walks it across the 10-second line. Mike Cannon will draw him now defensively for Hastings St. Cecilia. Turner Fade has dribbles with the ball, looks at the up at the clock. We're down to 12 seconds to play. I would imagine Turner will take this final shot. Turner on the dribble now down the left side of the lane. Takes it to the near sideline. Back to Turner Fade. 2 seconds, 1 second. Turner Fade throws it over in the wing on the right side, and they don't get a shot away. Seth Wardine goes up for the shot, but way after the buzzer there. So good defense by Hastings St. Cecilia. First quarter in the books here tonight. Boys High School basketball from the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. We'll take a break with a score. Grand Island Central Catholic 15, Hastings St. Cecilia 12.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that Blue is coming up on April 9th. We start the second quarter. St. Cecilia down by 3, 15-12. Immediately St. Cecilia goes to work inside to Zach Stirrup, but he's fouling the play as a big guy draws a lot of traffic in there, and the foul is going to be called on Caleb Klunder for Central Catholic. That's going to be his first, team foul number 3 on the Crusaders. And now Stirrup goes to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Missed 2 free throws in the first quarter. Again, a 56% foul shooter. He's now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line here in the tournament. And his shot is up there. It is good. So Stirrup has now got 3 points in the basketball game. St. Cecilia back to within 2, 15-13 to score. Semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight. The winner will get Archbishop Bergen tomorrow night for the championship. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Turner Fay. Gets away with a little shove down the near sideline. Turner brings the ball into the offensive scoring zone on the dribble. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense now. Turner gives the ball away to Seth Wardeen. Wardeen dribbling with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Picked up there by Mike Cannon. Rainbow pass down in the corner. Stoltenberg fires up a 3 ball. It's up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannon of St. Cecilia. Hannon gets the ball away to Hamburger, who's back into the contest. St. Cecilia can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. They go to work to Stirrup inside. His shot no good. Offensive rebound. Hannon gets it back out to Hamburger for St. Cecilia. Now to a Stirrup here on the nearest sideline. Two-handed pass goes to Cesar Tino. He drives the baseline. His shot is up there. It rattles down the hole and through there for a score. Cesar Tino scores for St. Cecilia. And now we're tied up at 15 points apiece here early in the second quarter. Here's a Klender with the ball. Here's a shot over Stirrup is going to be no good. A high arcing shot. The rebound again comes down to Hannon. So now St. Cecilia can pull ahead here with a field goal. Cesar Tino drives the baseline. We got whistle and a foul is going to be called on Central Catholic. Cesar Tino trying to take it in from the left corner toward the goal there, and he's fouled in the play by Fay of Central Catholic. That's going to be Turner's second personal foul. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Central Catholic staying here on defense. St. Cecilia will inbound. They get it into a Mike Cannon out here in 3-point territory. Now to Ryan Sheehy, who's into the ball game. Sheehy now to a Cesar Tino. Cesar dribbles out here between the rings as they get the ball away to Phil Hammer, penetrating inside. Jump pass back out on top to Sheehy. Spins it off to the left side to Mike Cannon. Cannon trying to penetrate. Cut off nicely there by Klunder. Back out on top. Now to Sheehy. Back inside to Stirrup, and his shot is up and in. Jack worked himself loose right in front of the basket, and he scores. St. Cecilia has got the lead now. The Blue Hawks 17, Grand Island Central Catholic 15. Here's Fay for 3. Nope, they give him a 2. Turner Fay scores. Foot was on the line right at the top of the key. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 17 points apiece. Turner Fay had just 2 points on a field goal against Adams Central in the first quarter the other night, but then really got in the offensive flow in quarter number 2. Here's a St. Cecilia with the ball, and they throw the ball out of bounds as they try to work it out of the baseline. Stirrup trying to take it down to Cesar Tino, throws it out of bounds. Second turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. The Hawks average 12 turnovers per ballgame. Central Catholic, boy, talk about taking care of the ball. They average only 7 turnovers. Only 7 turnovers per ballgame. Their defense forces 16 on the other end. Here's Central Catholic with the ball. Out here in 3-point territory, Turner Fay drives the ball, stops and pops over Hamburger. Shot good. Turner now with 8 points in the ball game. Central Catholic goes back out on top here. 19-17. Neither team able to break away so far. Here's a Hamburger. Comes out to Sheehy now, about 35 feet away from the basket. Sheehy moves it over on the left side. Stirrup mishandles the ball, but picks it up on the far sideline.
Zach has got it down on the dribble, takes it to the free throw line, covered up, goes back out to Hamburger, 4-3. It's way off of the mark, no good. Hannon tries to save it, but he's out of bounds. Boy, Hamburger's three was, that was an ugly shot from the left wing. It missed everything. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Central Catholic basketball. They will play things in. 5:14 to play here in quarter number two. It is 19-17. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead, and the Crusaders will walk the ball up here. Seth Wardeen now on the trot, brings it into the offensive scoring zone. There's Turner Fay behind his screen. Fay wings it to the near sideline as they get the ball here into the hands of Tyler O'Connor. Brings it out near the 10-second line. Stoltenberg has got it now. Stoltenberg now to Seth Wardeen. Wardeen dribbling with it, takes it to the far sideline. That's O'Connor with the ball again. O'Connor to a wide-open Stoltenberg for three. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Cesar Tino. No one around for the St. Cecilia defense that time by Stoltenberg. Could not throw up the three ball. And St. Cecilia's got it now after the defensive rebound. There's Hamburger now to Stirrup out here in three-point territory. Stirrup trying to penetrate, cut off right at the top of the arc. He gets rid of it. Now to a Mike Cannon. Cannon's been pushed all the way out here near the 10-second line. Now to Stirrup. 200 pass over to Hamburger. Fakes the three. Drives the ball to the hole. A shot is up there and in. Phil Hamburger scores. Phil now with 7 points in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 19 points apiece in the second quarter with 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Here in the first half from Lincoln Christian High School. Turner Fay on the right sideline. Drives the ball down to the baseline. Goes for the hole. He goes up for the shot, and it's going to be blocked down and the foul called. And Fay will go to the free throw line here for Central Catholic. The foul is going to go on Sheehy of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Hastings St. Cecilia here in the first half. Turner Fay to the free throw line. He hits 77% from the foul line to go along with his shooting from the outside. So Fay goes to the free throw line, and his shot is up and in. He is now 12 out of 15 from the free throw line in the two ball games. Here in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament against Central Catholic, knocking off Boys Town the other night by 10 points, actually by 12 points at 44-32. Fay will have one more. His shot is up there, and that one is straight through the hole. It's good. So Fay is already in double figures. He's got 10 points here in the first half. So Fay is going to come out now. Coming in will be Tyler Barrientos. Barrientos coming in there for Billy Gavers, a 6-foot junior. He's averaging 3.5 points and about one rebound per ball game. Central Catholic has got a 2-point lead over St. Cecilia. It's 21-19. 3:55 to play here in the second quarter. Hamburger circles around, takes the ball down to the baseline, then loses his balance, and he goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a traveling violation on Hamburger. He circles around, got too far underneath the basket. He was down there on the baseline trying to keep his balance, and he kind of fell out of bounds in a traveling violation on St. Cecilia. That's their third turnover of this first half. So now Central Catholic has got the ball back. Here's Seth Wardeen on the dribble, comes to the near sideline of Barrientos. Trying to penetrate inside. He's picked up there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. As the Hawks continue with his man-to-man defense. Over in the far sideline is going to be Caleb Klunder. Back to the near side. Here's a long-range jumper again by Stoltenberg. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Mike Cannon. So Stoltenberg having a tough time finding the range from the three-point arc here tonight. There's a long pass inside. His stirrup spins, puts it up off of the window. His shot is going to be no good. Ball is tipped down and is picked up by Klunder. Klunder has got it now for Central Catholic. Gets it to the far sideline to a Seth Wardeen as he brings it back to the center of the floor. Wardeen now to Barrientos out here in three-point territory. Now to Wardeen. We're down to 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Central Catholic with a 2-point lead, 21-19. Here's a Barrientos. Barrientos gives it up now to Wardeen. Top of the key, Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg holds it now to Seth Wardeen as he dribbles back out here near the 10-second line. Over on the right side to Caleb Klunder. Klunder down top of the key. They get it to a Tyler O'Connor. Back on the wing on the right side, that's a Caleb Klunder. Bounce pass to Seth Wardeen. Wardeen takes it down in the corner. On the right side is Central Catholic. Plays against his man-to-man defense. Long pass back out on top to Tyler O'Connor. This is what Central Catholic does to perfection. They are very patient offensively. They get a wide-open shot there from Stoltenberg, and he finally buries one from the corner. Patrick Stoltenberg buries one from the left corner, and now Central Catholic has got a 5-point lead here in the ballgame, 24-19. But, boy, how many passes on that possession. Here's a long pass inside Stirrup. He goes up. His shot is going to be good. Zach Stirrup scores. He's now got 7 points in the ballgame, and St. Cecilia has cut the lead to three. It is 24-21. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead. Turner Fay is on the bench right now for the Crusaders, getting a quick breather here in this first half. There's a long pass into the lane. It's too far. And it's picked out of there by St. Cecilia. Kissinger driving back the other way. His scoop shot is up there. No good, and he's fouled in the play. The pass came in there from Barrientos. It was wide of the mark, and it was picked off by Kissinger. Kissinger missed some playing time. The other night against Lincoln Christian, did not play because of an injured shoulder that he suffered in the preceding game, and that time kind of wincing as he went to the basket. Now he goes to the free throw line and throws up the free throw. It's going to be good, so he's now got 3 points in the ballgame. Kissinger had some contact underneath the basket there as he took the ball to the hole, and he kind of winced and grabbed that right shoulder, so evidently still feeling some pain in the right shoulder here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's around the rim and falls off, no good. So Kissinger hits one out of two free throws, and St. Cecilia is within 2 points now at 24-22. Here's Seth Wardine with the ball now for Grand Island Central Catholic. Wardine gets it now to a Caleb Plunder. Gets away, drives the ball down the lane. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Perrientos. His shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul is called. So again, Central Catholic getting two shots to the hole there as Tyler Barrientos was right there with the offensive board. He goes up for the shot, and he was hammered on the play by Zach Stura. That's going to be the first foul on Zach. That's going to be team foul number three on St. Cecilia. To the free throw line, Tyler Barrientos for Grand Island Central Catholic. His shot is up there. It's no good. Barrientos, a 60% foul shooter coming in here. Central Catholic is a team hitting 73% of their free throws, 47% from the field, and 38% from the three-point arc. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Tyler Barrientos hits one out of two. And now Central Catholic has got a three-point lead again. 90 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight. 25-22. Here's Turup underneath the hole to Kissinger. Mishandles the ball, but Kissinger gets it under control, circles around, takes it into the paint. Kissinger got to get rid of it. Kissinger finally does, gets it out on top now to a Chase Bassett, who's back into the ball game. To Kissinger, back to Chase. One pass down low. Stirrup, he draws a lot of traffic, and a foul is called. Stirrup grabs the ball just to the left of the basket down here on the low block, and immediately three Crusaders surrounded Zach Stirrup. The foul is going to be called here on the Grand Island Central Catholic. Going to go on Barrientos. That's going to be his first. Only the sixth team foul in Central Catholic, so no free throws. St. Cecilia will play things in. Chase Bassett grabs the ball. Bassett comes to the near sideline to Tim Skoke. Skoke out to Kissinger now as Central Catholic stays with a man-to-man. Kissinger trying to penetrate inside, can't do it. And Kissinger brings it back to the right sideline. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. Bassett for three. Shot is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Tyler O'Connor. He runs her back the other way. Now we got a timeout called as Billy Gavers again wants to set up one final play. 46 seconds to play in the second quarter. He tried to do this in the first quarter, and Central Catholic did not get a shot away. So St. Cecilia will have to play good defense again. 46 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Central Catholic 25, St. Cecilia 22.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equal Trust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Central Catholic will play things in off of the far sideline. 25-22 is the score. The Crusaders have the lead. Turner Fay back into the ball game now for Central Catholic as the Crusaders trying to get the final shot here this first half. Central Catholic is led by as many as 5 points here in the opening half. We're down to 30 seconds to play now. Turner Fay and also Tyler Barrientos is going to hang on to the ball out here. Now Central Catholic will kind of move against the St. Cecilia defense. Here's a Caleb Plunder with the ball as he works out here against Sheehy. Plunder still got it near the 10-second line. Plunder looking left, now right. He's dribbling with the ball, and now an over and back violation. Nope, palming violation on Plunder. St. Cecilia was pressuring out here with Ryan Sheehy, and Plunder is whistled for the palming violation out here near the mid-court stripe. So the third turnover on Grand Island Central Catholic, and now the shoe is on the other foot. Hastings St. Cecilia will try to get the final shot here of the second quarter. We got 9.8 seconds to play. Cesar Tino gets it into the hands of Hamburger. Races the ball across the 10-second line. Hamburger behind the screen from Stirrup. Jump pass back out to Zach. Grabs the ball. Launches up a three-pointer. His shot is going to be no good. Now we got a foul and a rebound as Barrientos shoved Kissinger. And that's going to be the 7th team foul on Grand Island Central Catholics. We're going to have a 1-1 back at the other end. Boy, that was a clear instance right there as Barrientos just shoved Matt Kissinger on the rebound. And Kissinger is now at the free throw line with no time left on the clock here. It's 25-22. St. Cecilia down by 3 points, and now Kissinger will have a one-and-one situation here. Central Catholic has already sent some players to the locker room. And standing all by himself out there at the free throw line is going to be Matt Kissinger. He's got 3 points in the ball game thus far, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Kissinger eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's good. He'll get the bonus. So a foul there from Tyler Barrientos. Right as the horn sounds, Kissinger has got 1 point from the free throw line now. Here comes the second shot. It's good. Kissinger 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and just like that, it's Grand Island Central Catholic only with a one-point lead here at halftime. So St. Cecilia is trailed by as many as 5 points here in the first half. They get a couple of free throws with no time left on the clock here in the second quarter. They've cut the gap to 1 as we head to the second half. Our score at halftime is Grand Island Central Catholic 25, Hastings St. Cecilia 24.
Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingswink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So it's been a tight basketball game, just what we expected here in the first half. We were tied up at 3, tied up at 5, tied up at 7 in the early stages of this ball game. Finally, Central Catholic took a 15-10 advantage late in the first quarter. St. Cecilia scoring the final 2 points of the opening period. It was 15-12 as we moved into the second quarter. St. Cecilia's only lead in the ball game tonight was at 17-15. Central Catholic came back to tie the score at 17 and eventually took the lead at 19-17. We were tied up at 19 points apiece. And then Central Catholic rattles off 5 straight points to make it 24-19. So 5 points has been their biggest lead so far. Once in the first quarter at 15-10. Once in the second quarter at 24-19. But Matt Kissinger hitting a couple of free throws with no time left on the clock in the second quarter. And St. Cecilia has closed the gap to 1 point as we get ready to go into the second half. The score is 25-24 in favor of Grand Island Central Catholic. Again, the winner of this ball game will move on to play Archbishop Bergen in the championship ball game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Bergen took care of Council Bluffs St. Albert tonight in the other semifinal ball game on a score of 56-53. The girls' championship game is set for tomorrow, and the Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes will look for their second Centennial Conference basketball championship tomorrow against Aquinas Catholic. Aquinas still looking for their first Centennial Conference basketball crown. These two teams play just a week ago tonight up in David City. And St. Cecilia lost an overtime ball game 59-54 to Aquinas. So a rematch in the girls' championship tomorrow afternoon at 4:15. We will be there on 1230 KHAS. Our pregame show tomorrow afternoon will start here from Lincoln Christian at 4 o'clock. And again, if St. Cecilia can win this ball game here tonight, we'll have a doubleheader as the St. Cecilia boys would play Bergen at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. So a long way to go. Good basketball game here tonight between two of the best in Class C1. Hastings St. Cecilia ranked number 4 this week. Grand Island Central Catholic ranked number 2. And right now the Crusaders have a 1-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia at halftime, 25-24. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will at the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament here tonight at Lincoln Christian High School. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia at the break. The score is 25-24. Turner Fay leading the way so far for the Crusaders. Fay has got 4 field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Turner's got 10 points in the ball game. Patrick Stoltenberg has knocked down a 3 and a 2-point field goal in the first half. He's got 5. Tyler Barrientos came off of the bench to hit a 3-pointer. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 4 points in the game. Tyler O'Connor has knocked down a tray for his only points in the ball game. Likewise, Caleb Plunder has got a 3-point field goal. He's got 3 points here at halftime. Central Catholic 3 out of 4 from the free throw line here tonight for 75%. And the Crusaders have turned the ball over 3 times against the St. Cecilia defense. The Blue Hawks are being led so far by Phil Hamburger and Zach Stirrup, each with 7 points in the ball game. Hamburger has got a 3-pointer. He's got a couple of 2-point field goals, so 7 points for Hamburger. Zach Stirrup has got 3 field goals, and he is 1 out of 4 from the free throw line for his 7 points. Matt Kissinger, off of his injury, has now got 5 points in the first half. He's got a field goal, and he's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. 3 points for Mike Hannon on a 3-pointer. And Cesar Tino has been in the ball game to hit a field goal and 2 points. St. Cecilia 4 out of 8 from the free throw line in the first half for 50%. And unofficially, the Blue Hawks have 3 turnovers in the basketball game. So it's 25-24. Van Allen Central Catholic with the advantage over Hastings St. Cecilia. We said this is the first of a couple of meetings between these two teams this year. As we look at the regular season schedule coming up, Van Allen Central Catholic will play in Hastings against St. Cecilia coming up on February the 11th. St. Cecilia and Central Catholic also matched up in the district tournament as well. There's a potential to be matched up as those two teams are involved in the same sub-district coming up later on this year. So I'm sure we'll see the Crusaders again, especially in that regular season meeting coming up on February the 11th. But still a long way to go here in this ball game of the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament here tonight. Been a good one so far. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia by 1, 25-24. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are,
visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-through, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smokin'.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Lincoln Christian High School. 25-24 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead. Central Catholic led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 15-12. And now it's a one-point advantage for the Crusaders. Play is back in here in the third quarter. Central Catholic will have the opening possession. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. And now, as we talked in the pregame show, St. Cecilia going to flash a little zone defense. Going to flash a little zone at Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders had some trouble with the zone the other night against Boys Town. Here's Turner Faye, works the ball inside. Lob pass goes to the far sideline. As they get the ball over to the far side there, they get it over to Clunder. Now back over here to Faye. A shot from the corner is going to be no good. Phil Hamburger boxes out the rebound and grabs it here for Hastings St. Cecilia. To Mike Hannon, drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's around the rim. Hangs on the back iron and goes down through the hole. Mike Hannon now with 5 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia's got their second lead. 26-25. We're 45 seconds into the third quarter here in Lincoln tonight. Hawks have a one-point advantage. And now St. Cecilia goes back to their man-to-man defense here as the Central Catholic has got the ball. Here's Tyler O'Connor just to the right of the lane. Tyler goes out to the top of the key. Turner Faye. Faye turns around, now drives the ball against Hamburger, takes it to the free throw line, and shots off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Stirrup comes to the near sideline to Kissinger. Brings it back to the center of the floor. The Hawks have a one-point lead. Kissinger dribbling on the ball, double team. Kissinger now picks up the dribble, in trouble, sends it down in the baseline. Hannon grabs it. Hannon moves it down in the corner. Now to Kissinger. Comes across the top to Hamburger, mishandles the ball, goes out of bounds. The pass from Kissinger went right to the fingertips of Hamburger into the scorer's table. St. Cecilia turns the ball over for the fourth time here in the ballgame. 26-25. The Hawks have a one-point lead with 6 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the third. The Crusaders will inbound right in front of the scorer's table as Wardeen will get things in down to Turner Faye. Faye on the right-handed dribble, brings it into the offensive zone, dribbles to the near sideline. Faye trying to get away, now takes it into the lane. Jump pass comes out on top. That's going to be Wardeen with the ball down to the near sideline. That's a Stoltenberg. Way outside again to Seth Wardeen down the left sideline. They get it to Faye. Cross-court pass comes over here to O'Connor. As they work against the St. Cecilia man-to-man, here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Stoltenberg. Rebound comes down to O'Connor. His shot from the free throw line is no good. Rebounded inside by Stoltenberg. His shot's going to be blocked down there by Stirrup, and Zach grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. Three shots at the hole there, but they could not convert. So St. Cecilia's got the ball here with a one-point lead, 26-25. Hamburger moves the ball down in the corner to Kissinger. Lobs the ball inside his stirrup. Poked away. Picked up by Kissinger. Down in the corner. Mike Hannon. Long-range jumper is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Grand Island Central Catholic. Crusaders runner back the other way. Turner Faye now. Hustles back the other way. Works against Hamburger. Spins at the free throw line. Goes inside. His shot no good. He's fouled in the play. Hacked on the arm here. Faye will have a couple of shots. The foul is going to go on Chase Bassett, who slid over there to help out on the double team. That's going to be the first foul and Chase, the first team foul on the Crusade, actually on the Blue Hawks here in the third quarter. It's going to be Turner Faye to the free throw line. He's got 10 points so far tonight. 2 out of 2 from the foul line. His shot is up there is good. So Turner Faye now 3 out of 3 here. He's 14 out of 17 from the free throw line in the two ball games thus far in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. We're tied up now at 26 points apiece. Next one is up there. It's going to be no good. So we're tied at 26. Rebound comes down to Matt Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Kissinger brings it across the timeline. Left-handed dribble. Now stops over here on the wing, trying to get away. Now Kissinger picks up the dribble. He's in trouble. Has to get rid of it. And finally does so. They get it now to Hamburger. Free throw line extended left side. Hamburger with his back to the basket. Dribbling with the ball. Comes out on top to Chase Bassett behind his screen. Bassett sends it inside his stirrup. He goes for the hole. His shot is up there good. Zach Stirrup now with 9 points in the basketball game, and St. Cecilia leads by a score of 28-26. We're in the third quarter. Here's Seth Wardine with the ball. Comes out on top now. It's going to be Klunder. Klunder gets into the hands of Tyler O'Connor. Works it back to the left side of the wing to Turner Fay behind the screen. Fay moves it down to the baseline. Goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Zach Stirrup grabs the board off the Hamburger. His pass to the near sideline is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Klunder. He drives for the hole. His shot is up there. No good. And it's stuffed by Patrick Stoltenberg. Klunder misses the shot. The Patrick Stoltenberg comes out of nowhere and jams that baby down through the hole. As now tied up at 28. Here's another steal by Central Catholic, and a foul is going to be called. So St. Cecilia with back-to-back turnovers here. That foul goes on Phil Hamburger. That's going to be his second. So the Blue Hawks with back-to-back turnovers. And now head coach Kevin Asher having some words here with the official. Kevin says they're shoving off inside with their forearm. The officials talking to him about that. You can see both the officials and Kevin Asher motioning to their forearms. And now it's going to be Central Catholic inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. So the Crusaders ignite the crowd here with a stuff. There's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Fay. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Mike Cannon has got it. So we're tied up at 28 points apiece. 4:09 to play here in the third quarter. Kissinger has got it on the dribble now for St. Cecilia. Lobs it inside again to Stirrup. To Kissinger down the lane. Surrounded. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. A little bit too hard. And the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. Down to the near sideline. Another foul is going to be called at Hamburger. Still going for the steal there against Seth Wardine. And Hamburger gets charged with another personal foul. That's his third. So three fouls now on Hamburger. Coming into the ball game for Central Catholic is going to be Tyler Barrientos. Barrientos into the ball game. Coming down to the scorers table now for St. Cecilia is going to be Bassett. Hamburger will have to come to the bench. So three personal fouls and three quick ones here on Hamburger in the third quarter. 3:56 to play. We're tied up at 28 points apiece. Seth Wardine will inbound the ball here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And now the officials making sure everything is set here at the scorers table. Now we're set to go. Wardine's going to be awarded the ball here. He'll play things in. Wardine will get it in to Tyler O'Connor. Now to Wardine. Wardine works the offense down in the corner to Barrientos. Comes back out on the wing now to Stoltenberg. Big guy takes it down on the baseline. Flips it away now. Barrientos, his shot from 17 is no good. Rebound comes down to Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia. The Hawks are tied with Grand Island Central Catholic. Cesar Tino on the right sideline. Tino puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory to Hannon. Now to Kissinger. Kissinger on the left sideline looking. Takes the ball into the lane on the dribble. Backs up to the free throw line. His shot is up and in. Nice move to the hole there. Matt Kissinger checking into the paint. Then skipped back to the free throw line and put it down through the hole. The Hawks are back out on top by a score of 30-28 here in the third quarter. Now with 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play. There's a feed to the wing on the left side. Turner Fay dribbles into the lane. His little short jumper is up there and in. Fay now with 13 points in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 30 points apiece. We got 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pressure now by Central Catholic in backcourt. Matt Kissinger has got the ball. Kissinger steps it across the midcourt stripe. Central Catholic in a man-to-man defense. Here's a Stirrup with the ball. Free throw line extended all the way to the right sideline. Stirrup holds it. There's a rainbow pass down in the left corner. Cesar Tino. Tino now to Hannon. Goes back to Stirrup out here at the top of the key. Now to Kissinger. Kissinger looking. Wings the ball down. Mona's going to be right behind. Chase Bassett out of bounds. Chase had worked the baseline. He was open, but the pass from Kissinger was behind him, and it goes out of bounds. The sixth turnover on St. Cecilia. Remember, Hamburger's on the bench here for the Blue Hawks with three personal fouls. We're tied up at 30 points apiece, 2.5 minutes to play in the third. Turner Fay has got the ball for Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner. Three-pointer put up there and in. Stoltenberg. Patrick Stoltenberg nails a three from deep in the left corner. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and Central Catholic goes out on top 33-30. 2:09 to play here in the third quarter. Kissinger has got the ball. Now to Stirrup. He's going to angle in from the wing. He takes it to the hole and shot is up there. Rattles out. No good. Rebound comes down to Stoltenberg. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Here comes Central Catholic. Turner Fay will hold up with the ball now. Fay comes out in the 3 points here. It's way to Barrientos. Barrientos to O'Connor. Down in the corner again. Stoltenberg for three. He misses that one off of the heel of the iron. No good. Rebound Cesar Tino. Tino now to Kissinger. Hustles into the forecourt. Takes it down on the baseline. Kissinger now back out into three-point territory. Lobs the ball inside to Stirrup. Stirrup comes across the lane to Chase Bassett. Bassett now to Tino. Spins at the elbow. Can't put up a shot. Cesar Tino with the ball for St. Cecilia. To the near sideline to Bassett, and Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings St. Cecilia, 1:27 to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break. Grand Island Central Catholic, 33, Hastings St. Cecilia, 30.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that blue is coming up on April 9th. It was 25-24 at halftime. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead. The Crusaders still have the advantage here with 1:27 to play in the third. It's the Crusaders 33, Hastings St. Cecilia 30. Kevin Asher calling the timeout here for St. Cecilia. So the Blue Hawks will play things in right in front of the St. Cecilia bench here on the near sideline. Good basketball game here tonight between fourth-ranked St. Cecilia and number-two-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders have won 16 games in a row to start the season. They're 16-0. Here's Cesar Tino with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Goes over to Kissinger on the wing on the right side, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Kissinger back outside the ring now as Turner Fay will pick him up. Kissinger inside the three-point arc now. Pass across the lane to get it to Cesar Tino. Now to Bassett. Back outside to a Kissinger. We're down to 105 to play. Faye goes for the steal. Kissinger gets away. His running one-hander is going to be too strong. Rebound, Skoke. His follow shot is up there and in. Tim Skoke gets the offensive board and a putback. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 33-32. St. Cecilia down by a point, but now Central Catholic has got the ball. Turner Faye gets it to Seth Wardeen. Wardeen dribbling with the ball. Comes back to Turner. Here on the near sideline, he's double-teamed. Turner Faye gets away, hops inside, puts up a little 12-footer, rims off no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Outlet pass comes to Kissinger. He spins left side of the lane. Kissinger holds it back out on top to Stirrup. Zach, two-handed pass down in the corner. Here's Cesar Tino for three. Shot good. Tino hits a three ball. And Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead 35-33. 22 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Good crowd on hand here tonight in Lincoln. There's a Barrientos with the ball now for Central Catholic. Comes to Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor picked up by Tino. Gets it in the hands now of Faye with 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Turner with the ball here on the near sideline. Turner Faye going to crank up a three ball. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Stirrup comes to the near sideline. Time runs out. And St. Cecilia's got the lead after three quarters. The Blue Hawks have the lead after three quarters. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 35, Grand Island Central Catholic 33.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
They've been at a premium here tonight. St. Cecilia outscoring Central Catholic in that third quarter 11-8. And now the Blue Hawks will play with a lead 35-33 as we head to the fourth and final quarter. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball on the far sideline. So St. Cecilia has got the lead by two, 35-33. Go Hamburger back into the ball game now for the Blue Hawks. He'll play with three personal fouls. Hamburger here on the near side. He's got the ball. He picks up the dribble, lobs it over to Zach Stirrup on the right sideline. Zach backing up now, takes it to the elbow, back outside, wide open. Bassett for three. His shot is off the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Stoltenberg for the Central Catholic Crusaders. Stoltenberg to the near sideline, now to Turner Faye. The Blue Hawks have a two-point lead. 35-33. Fay wings the ball back out on top. That's going to be O'Connor. Now over the left side. They get it over to Klunder. They move it down in the corner now. Going with the ball over there is going to be Stoltenberg for the Crusaders. Bounce pass inside and a nice shot up over his head. Turner Fay. Fay just to the left of the basket. They got him the ball and he goes up over his head with a field goal. He's now got 15 points in the ball game. Now we're tied up at 35 points apiece here in this fourth quarter. 7:05 to play in the ball game, or at least in regulation. Here's Stirrup. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by O'Connor. O'Connor gets the ball to Fay. Drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's good and he fouls. The seventh turnover on St. Cecilia. It results in a field goal from Turner Fay. And now Turner goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. The Crusaders now have the lead 37-35. That's the fourth team foul called in St. Cecilia. And the foul is going to go in Cesar Tino. That's going to be his first. So Fay to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. He's 3 of 3 so far tonight. Shot good. The kid just does not miss. A three-point play. That gives Central Catholic a three-point advantage. 38-35. Here's Stirrup with the ball in backcourt. Zach's going to dribble with it down the far sideline against Stoltenberg. The big guy powers his way into the offensive scoring zone. Stirrup gets rid of it now. Here's a Chase Bassett with the ball. Central Catholic's in their man-to-man defense. Chase Bassett puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the right sideline. Stops. Lobs it to the elbow. That's Stirrup. Turn around. Jumper. He loses the ball. Stoltenberg was right in his face. Zach goes up for the shot, and it was locked out of his hands. 8 turnovers on St. Cecilia. Now Central Catholic has got the ball here with 6.5 minutes to go. Here's a Turner Fay with the ball. He drives it against Bassett. Now wings it down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. Shot taken by Klunder, and the rebound comes down to Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Stirrup down a hamburger, down in the corner. Tino for 3. Shot good. Cesar Tino has nailed some 3-pointers here in the second half. In fact, he's got 2, and he's got 8 points in the ball game. And now we're tied up at 38 points apiece. Central Catholic with the ball. Here's a Turner Fay out here in 3-point territory. St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man defense. There's a Seth Wardeen free throw line extended left side picked up out there by Tim Skoke. Wardeen comes back out to Turner Fay. Fay on the dribble now with his right hand. St. Cecilia will stare him down defensively as the Chase Bassett will guard him now defensively. Fay behind his screen, moves it to the left side of the floor, flips the ball away, driving inside, putting up a little one-hander, and the shot is up and in. Seth Wardeen gets the field goal there for Central Catholic. He's now got 2 points in the ball game, 40-38. Hamburger drives down the lane, and the ball knocked out of his hands out of bounds. And St. Cecilia will play things in. Here comes Hannon back into the ball game. Kissinger will check in. Cesar Tino will check out here for St. Cecilia. And also coming out will be Chase Bassett. 5:21 to play here in the fourth quarter. Central Catholic has got a 2-point lead over St. Cecilia. It's 40-38. Hamburger will inbound the ball. They get it to the right side of the lane there. That's a Skoke with it. He backs up on the baseline there against the Stoltenberg. Can't go up with a shot. Goes to Hannon. His little short jumper is going to be no good. Kissinger grabs the rebound. Kissinger underneath the basket, and now we got a foul called. A lot of traffic down there. Kissinger comes up with a basketball there for St. Cecilia. But a foul is going to be called on Tyler O'Connor of Central Catholic. That's going to be his first. That's only team foul number 1 on Central Catholic here in this second half. And St. Cecilia will have to play things in. Players were all surrounding the lane like there was going to be some free throws, but that's only the first personal foul on the Central Catholic. It was not on the shot, so St. Cecilia plays things in. Stirrup now to Tim Skoke, puts it on the floor, dribbles out here. Nice pass down low. Kissinger grabs the ball, shoots and scores, and he's fouled. Kissinger goes tumbling out of bounds, and he is fouled on a play. Nice pass there by Hannon. Kissinger gets the field goal. He's now got 9 points in the ball game, and he is fouled on a play here. That's going to send him to the free throw line and try to convert on a 3-point play. The foul is going to go on Stoltenberg. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 2 on the Crusaders here in the second half. Matt Kissinger to the free throw line. He's got 9 points in the ball game thus far. He is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. They'll have 1 shot here. We're tied up at 40 points apiece. Shot from the line is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. With the ball is Turner Fay. Fay comes over here on the right sideline to a Berrientos. Berrientos out to Stoltenberg. Now to Turner Fay, 15-footer good. Turner Fay now with 20 in the ball game. He averages 27 on the season, but that gives Central Catholic a 2-point advantage again at 42-40. Here's a Matt Kissinger with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Kissinger dribbles with it, goes over to Hannon behind his screen, fires up a 3-pointer, top of the mark, no good. And the Wayne grabbing that ball. Patrick Stoltenberg now gets it to Fay. Here's Stoltenberg. He gets it back to the offensive end to Turner Faye. We're down to 4.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Central Catholic has got a two-point lead, 42-40. Here's Stoltenberg out here in three-point territory. Picked up here by Zach Stirrup. Comes across the top down to Turner. Turner Faye drives the ball against Scope. Two-handed pass down in the corner. Stoltenberg, 4-3. Shot good again. Patrick Stoltenberg now with 11 points in the basketball game. He had 14 the other day, and now we got a timeout called. A timeout called here with 3 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Central Catholic 45, Hastings St. Cecilia 40.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equal Trust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All right, St. Cecilia had the lead 35-33 coming into the fourth quarter. But Central Catholic hitting a couple of three-pointers here. Now they've got a five-point lead over St. Cecilia, 45-40, with 3 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in this one. We're back in Lincoln again tomorrow. We'll have the girls' championship ball game for you from the Centennial Conference Tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia in action as they will play in a 4-15 ball game. Their opponents tomorrow will be Aquinas Catholic, a team that beat them 59-54 a week ago tonight up in David City. So St. Cecilia will go with their second, they're trying for their second Centennial Conference basketball championship tomorrow. 4-15, tip-off time, 4 o'clock for the pregame show. Here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia boys also trying to get there. But they're down right now by 5 points, 45-40. 3:47 to play as St. Cecilia dribbles with the ball out here. Kissinger goes to Stirrup just to the right of the lane. Stirrup gets it now to Hamburger, circles around, pulls up at the elbow, dumps the ball down low to Stirrup, and we've got contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Stirrup taking the ball with a hole there for St. Cecilia, and he's fouled in a play. It's going to go on Stoltenberg. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Patrick Stoltenberg. That's going to be team foul number three on Central Catholic here in the second half. Down a shooting situation. St. Cecilia plays things in. Hamburger down a stirrup. The Hamburger wheels in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a traveling violation. Traveling violation is called on Hamburger as he circles around and takes the ball into the lane. A traveling violation is called on Phil Hamburger. That's 9 turnovers now in St. Cecilia. And now this is where Billy Gavers and Central Catholic, very tough. With the lead and 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Central Catholic will spread the floor now. St. Cecilia will attack with their man-to-man. Here's a Tyler O'Connor picked up out here by Cesar Tino. Now to Seth Wardine. Wardine gets the ball into the hands of Tyler Barrientos. Barrientos being chased out here by Kissinger of St. Cecilia. We're down to 3 minutes to play already. Central Catholic gets away. Turner Faye goes for the hole. It's not going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Stirrup, and the ball is recovered by Kissinger. Kissinger gets the ball to Hamburger into the forecourt, now to Hannon. St. Cecilia with the ball, trailing by 5 points. But now we got a foul called here as they get the ball into the hands of Kissinger right in front of the scorer's table. Turner Faye picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So now Stoltenberg and Faye with 3 fouls. That's only team foul number 4 on Central Catholic, so they got a couple of wastes here before St. Cecilia will go to the foul line. Here's a nice pass by Stirrup underneath the hole to Cesar Tino. He's going to be fouled in the play. Tino was wide open. And really the only thing that Central Catholic could do, and that's foul. They can work for it from the free throw line. Tyler Barrientos is picking up the foul there for Central Catholic. That's going to be his second. So going to the free throw line will be Cesar Tino for St. Cecilia, 75% foul shooter on the season. Tino's free throw is up there. It's no good. He was 1-for-2 from the foul line the other night against Lincoln Christian and misses his first attempt here tonight. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play in regulation. Grand Island Central Catholic looking for their 17th straight win here tonight. They got a 5-point advantage. Next shot is up there by Tino. That's good. Cesar Tino hits 1 out of 2. It's now 45-41. Central Catholic with the lead. Here comes Turner Fay with the ball. Trots it across the midcourt stripe. Comes over here to Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor back out here in the 3-point territory to Seth Wardine. Wardine out of Barrientos. Berrientos comes over here to Stoltenberg. They're still playing behind the three-point circle. Just passing the ball around out here. 2.5 minutes to go. Central Catholic with a four-point lead, 45-41. Here's Tyler Berrientos with the ball. Berrientos gets it to Seth Wardine. Picked up by Mike Cannon of St. Cecilia as the Hawks trying to get the ball. They're playing a man-to-man defense. Here's O'Connor out near the 10-second line. Feeds over here on the near sideline to Patrick Stoltenberg. Picked up there by Zach Stirrup. There's a pass to Seth Wardine. We're down to 2:10 to play. St. Cecilia goes for the steal. Hamburger can't get to it. Here's Wardine down in the corner. The ball tipped out of bounds. So Central Catholic running some clock here. 2:04 to play in regulation. It's Central Catholic with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 45-41. The winner gets Archbishop Bergen tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for the conference championship. Seth Wardine with the ball. Brings it back to Turner Fay. Turner takes the ball down on the baseline. Goes for the hole and shot is up there and in. Turner Fay just decided to take off and took it to the hole. He's now got 22 points. And now Central Catholic has their biggest lead of the ball game, 47-41. A six-point advantage with a minute and 49 seconds to play. Still only a two-possession ball game. Still a lot of time for St. Cecilia. Tino gets away. Drives the ball to the basket. His unbalanced shot is no good. Rebounded comes down to Stirrup, and he blows the easy one. That was an easy shot by Zach Stirrup, and he misses it. And the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. Down to 90 seconds to play. 47-41. Hawks down by 6 points. Central Catholic with the ball. They get it to Turner Fay over in the wing. The ball slapped away. Hamburger's got it. The fourth turnover on Central Catholic. Hamburger slaps that ball away from Turner Fay. Hamburger now with the ball to Zach Stirrup. Stirrup to Hannon. His pass to the far sideline is going to be intercepted. Driving for the hole is Fay. His shot good. A steal by Turner Fay in the field goal. He's now got 24. St. Cecilia has just turned the ball over for the 10th time. And now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. 1:03 to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Central Catholic 49, Hastings St. Cecilia 41.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Central Catholic has outscored Hastings St. Cecilia here in the fourth quarter, 16-6. And it is now a 49-41 ball game. Central Catholic looking for their 17th win of the season. And they've got the advantage now. This is their biggest lead of the ball game at 49-41 as Kevin Asher calls a timeout. St. Cecilia with a couple of turnovers here, crucial turnovers at the end of the ball game, and Central Catholic converts offensively. 49-41, Central Catholic with the lead. The winner gets Archbishop Bergen tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for the championship. Bergen knocking off Council Bluffs St. Albert in the first ball game tonight by a score of 56-53. Hastings St. Cecilia girls will play in the girls' championship tomorrow afternoon at 4:15 against Aquinas Catholic. We'll have that game for you here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with a pregame show at about 4 o'clock. So 63 seconds to play. St. Cecilia has 8 points to make up here. 49-41. Hawks have the ball. Hamburger has got it now into the offensive zone. Behind the screen from Stewart, gives the ball away to Zach. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline. Caesar Tino on the dribble out here. Tino in the center of the floor. Brings it back to Hamburger on the wing. 45 seconds to go. Hamburger drives it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's good. Hamburger scores there for St. Cecilia and a timeout by the Blue Hawks. A timeout, St. Cecilia, with 43 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break now with the score Central Catholic 49, St. Cecilia 43.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All right, St. Cecilia now trailing by 6 points, 49-43, 43.1 seconds to play. Obviously, St. Cecilia will attack here in backcourt. Central Catholic will play things in. in their defensive zone. They get it into Turner Faye. Faye down the far sideline, gets away from Hamburger, approaches the 10-second line, and he's hit on the arm, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia. That's going to go on Hannon. That's going to be his first. So Mike Hannon picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks. So still no free throws here for Central Catholic. The Crusaders will play things in right at the 10-second line. St. Cecilia going to play for a steal here. They're trailing by just 6 points, so a two-possession ball game. Still plenty of time, 39.4 seconds to play. Here in regulation, it'll be Tyler O'Connor inbounding the ball now for Grand Island Central Catholic. Gets to Fay. He lost control of the ball. It's loose, and it goes out of bounds, and they will give the ball to Central Catholic. Last touch by Hannon. Fay had it right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. He lost his balance, and he just threw the ball back up the floor, and it was tipped out of bounds there by Hannon of St. Cecilia. Now Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. We're down to 36.7 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Central Catholic 49, St. Cecilia 43.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 36.7 seconds to play. 49 to 43 is the score. It's a 6-point lead for Grand Island Central Catholic after St. Cecilia held a 35-33 advantage after three quarters. So Central Catholic will play things in here in the backcourt, and immediately a foul is going to be called. They got it into a Barrientos, and he's immediately hacked on the arm there by Matt Kissinger of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 6 now on the Blue Hawks, so still no free throws. And now it's going to be Central Catholic playing things in. Actually, it's going to be team foul number 5, I think, as they make the correction up on the scoreboard. Here's a Turner Fay with the ball. Fay back into the offensive zone. Fay gets away. Now a foul is going to be called against. Mike Hannon picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. I was right the first time. That's going to be team foul number 7 now on Hastings St. Cecilia. A few light bulbs out on the old scoreboard here at Lincoln Christian. Turner Fay goes to the free throw line. He's got 24 in the ball game, averages 27 on the season. This will be a 1-1. He's 4 out of 4 so far tonight. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and misses the shot off of the right side. No good. Rebound St. Cecilia. So the Hawks are down by 6 points. 23 seconds to play. Hamburger hustles into the offensive zone. Out here in 3-point territory. Lobs it here to Stirrup. Stirrup moves to his right. Fires up a long three. A shot way short. Rebound Hamburger. Dribbles into the corner. His three-pointer is up there. No good. Rebound Cesar Tino. He loses the ball. It goes out of bounds. And it can be Central Catholic ball. So St. Cecilia with some 3-point tries there. They couldn't convert. And now Central Catholic will inbound the ball here in backcourt with 7.3 seconds to play. 49 to 43. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing by 6 points here in the ball game. Central Catholic will inbound the ball as the Central Catholic fans here on the near sideline come to their feet as the Crusaders getting ready to move into the championship ball game of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. St. Cecilia has won this tournament the last 2 years. Central Catholic plays things in. They get it down there on the baseline to Tyler O'Connor, and time is going to run out. St. Cecilia rolls the white flag up, and the ball game is over. Grand Island Central Catholic has beaten Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in boys high school basketball in a good basketball game here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Final score tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic 49, Hastings St. Cecilia 43. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles.
good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-through, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smoking.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Lincoln Christian here tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia in boys basketball 49-43. Crucial turnovers by St. Cecilia in the fourth quarter. And the Crusaders outscore the Blue Hawks 16-8 in the final quarter. And the Hawks go on to a defeat here tonight as they lose to Grand Island Central Catholic 49-43. Central Catholic had a 15-12 lead after the first quarter. St. Cecilia closed the gap to one at halftime, 25-24. St. Cecilia then outscores Grand Island Central Catholic in the third quarter, 11-8, to grab a 35-33 advantage. And then in the fourth quarter, it was all Central Catholic, like good teams do. They come down to the wire, and they get the job done. And Central Catholic puts up 16 points in the fourth quarter alone. They outscore St. Cecilia 16-8 in the fourth. And Central Catholic wins it tonight by a score of 49-43. So Grand Island Central Catholic improves to 17 wins and no losses on the season. They will take on Archbishop Bergen tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for the conference championship. Meanwhile, Hastings St. Cecilia will drop to 12 wins and 5 losses. St. Cecilia will play at Lincoln Lutheran coming up next week. So St. Cecilia drops this one tonight 49-43 to the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia had no one in double figures tonight. Zach Stirrup scores 9 points. He had four field goals. He was 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. He was held to just 2 points in the second half. Phil Hamburger had 9 points. He was held to just 2 points in the second half. Hamburger knocks down 1 3-pointer in the first half. Came back with 3 2-point field goals. Did not get to the free throw line tonight. So Stirrup had 9. Phil Hamburger had 9 points. Cesar Tino had 9. He was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He knocks down a couple of 3-pointers and also had a 2-point field goal tonight. And Matt Kissinger also with 9 points tonight. Kissinger had 3 field goals, and he was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. The other scorers for St. Cecilia, Mike Hannon had 5 points on a 3 and a 2, and Tim Skok had a field goal and 2 points. St. Cecilia 5 out of 11 from the free throw line tonight. They only turned the ball over 10 times unofficially, but a couple of crucial turnovers in the fourth quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic led by Turner Fay. He comes up with 24 points in the ball game. Fay had 10 field goals, and he was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line, so 24 for Turner Fay. He was the only guy to reach double figures in the entire ball game tonight. Patrick Stoltenberg finishes with 8 points, 6 points for Tyler O'Connor, 4 points for Tyler Barrientos, 3 points for Caleb Clunder, and 2 for Seth Wardine. Central Catholic 5 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. Unofficially, only 5 turnovers in the basketball game. So Grand Island Central Catholic wins it here tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia 49-43. So the 2-year reign of St. Cecilia winning the conference championship comes to an end here tonight as they lose in the semifinals to Central Catholic by 6, 49-43. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Grand Island Central Catholic wins it here tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score 49-43. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. No one in double figures for St. Cecilia here tonight. Zach Stirrup, Phil Hamburger, Cesar Tino, and Matt Kissinger all scoring 9 points in the basketball game here tonight for St. Cecilia. We'll come back and name our Player of the Game right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Cesar Tino. Tino comes up with 9 points in the ballgame, had only two in the first half, but Tino coming back, hitting a couple of three-pointers in the second half and also hit a free throw in two attempts. He kept the Blue Hawks close throughout much of the second half of play with those big three-point field goals tonight, but he comes up on the short end of things as St. Cecilia loses to Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 49-43. Cesar Tino, who scores 9 points in the ballgame, two in the first half, seven more in the second half, going to be our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings, Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Keto at Rivals Bar and Grill.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Mike Will back at Lincoln Christian High School. As you might expect, a kind of a media circus here tonight with two of the top teams in the state in Class C1 involved in this semifinal matchup. So Kevin Asher has not yet poked his way out of the hallway, which leads to the locker rooms here at Lincoln Christian High School. So we'll try to hang on as long as we can. Hastings St. Cecilia dropping this one here tonight to Grand Island Central Catholic by the score of 49-43. Central Catholic led 15-12 at the end of the first quarter. It was 25-24 in favor of the Crusaders. At halftime, St. Cecilia comes back, outscores Central Catholic 11-8 after three quarters, had the momentum going into the fourth and final quarter as the Hawks led 35-33, but they cannot sustain the momentum in the fourth quarter as Central Catholic outscores the St. Cecilia margin of 16-8 in that fourth quarter, and the Crusaders go on to beat St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 49-43. So it'll be Grand Island Central Catholic in the championship tomorrow against Archbishop Bergen. Again, Bergen knocking off the Council Bluffs St. Albert squad here tonight. The Saints by the score of 56-53 in the other semifinal matchup. So those two teams will battle for the conference tournament championship tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here at Lincoln Christian High School. Meanwhile, in the girls' ball game at 4:15, it'll be Grand Island, actually Hastings St. Cecilia involved in that game against Aquinas Catholic, and we'll have that game for you here on 1230 KHS. We'll be back 4 o'clock for a pregame show tomorrow, 4:15 to tip off, as St. Cecilia will take on Aquinas Catholic for the championship on the girls' side of things tomorrow afternoon. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
That's a girls' championship ball game for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Plenty of other basketball action coming up for you. We'll have the Nebraska basketball teams in action tomorrow down in Lincoln. Both the men and women will play tomorrow against nationally ranked teams. We'll have both games on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. It'll be Texas A&M taking on Nebraska in the first game. That'll be a men's contest, 1 o'clock tip-off time at the Sports Center. Pre-game show begins at 12 o'clock noon tomorrow on the breeze, and then later on tomorrow night it'll be Texas Tech and the Nebraska women's basketball team. They will tip off at 7 o'clock. Pre-game show will begin at 6:45 on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Then on Sunday, we're going to have Hastings College basketball. Broncos playing a Sunday doubleheader this weekend as Morningside will be in town to take on Hastings. That's because of the GPAC Wrestling Championships going on tomorrow at Lynn Farrell Arena. So we'll play basketball on Sunday. Morningside at Hastings College beginning at 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys, 1:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. So again, Grand Island Central Catholic beats Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 49-43, 9 points apiece for Zach Stirrup, Phil Hamburger, Cesar Tino, and Matt Kissinger. But it wasn't enough as Central Catholic outscores St. Cecilia 16-8 in the fourth quarter, and they go on to beat the Hawks tonight by a score of 49-43. Central Catholic now 17-0 in the season. St. Cecilia drops to 12 wins and 5 losses. That'll wrap things up for us here tonight in Lincoln. We'll be back tomorrow for that girls' championship ball game at 4 o'clock. From my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.